Hi, Jonah.
Hello, Mary Andrea.
Janine Peterson.
Yes.
You put a note in a few minutes ago.
Yes, I did.
Okay. So Hassan Washington is the brother, and he was fired on Sunday, right?
Yes.
Okay. You know that you didn't take him off the calendar. He's still clocking in and out.
He is. I know he clocked in, I think it was on Sunday, right?
Yesterday he clocked in and out. Today he's clocked in again.
Okay, let
Did
me
you
check.
talk to him?
No, I
Okay,
haven't.
so when the A gets fired, you got to call them, right? Confirm that they say, unfortunately, the client is terminating you, so you're no longer be with that client. And you say, do you want a different client or not? And then let us know. This is part of the training, right? So, and then you have to temp the master week if you don't have an aide, because otherwise, look what's happening. Now there's straight fraud.
Okay.
Okay, so remove the visits on 20 and 21.
Yes.
Temp the master week, call the aide. And while you're on the phone, so that I don't hang up and get busy with something else, let me look at Jerry Logan. He will need to be trained on HHA, but let me pull up Jerry Logan here. All right. Jerry's active. He started a year and a half ago. He probably needs HR. Here's Jerry Logan. Yeah, he's going to need probably just an in-service. Let me just double-check his stuff. Background. Oh, he's got 97% EVV rate, by the way, when he was working, and a clean criminal record. So he just needs an in-service. That's it. I'll have Tamidi call him and get him up and running ASAP.
Okay, good. I'm trying to remove the visits, but it's not allowing me, like, remove the clock in and
You
clock out,
have
but it's
to
not allowing me.
scroll to the bottom of the visit, and you have to unlink the EVVs.
Okay.
First the out, then the in. You see where it says there?
It's loading. Give me one second.
It actually might not let you come to think of it because he clocked in and out at the right time.
Yeah, no, it's not letting me.
Okay, so what you do is you go to the schedule and switch the aid to temporary. Wait a second. Yeah.
Okay.
Actually, stop for a second. Jerry Logan can't work. Jerry Logan's working full time with somebody else.
Okay.
Okay, so Jerry Logan's working full time with somebody else. So, Peterson, he works 11 to 7 every day. So he's not available to work anymore. And he's already working 8 hours. I mean, technically he would be able to do both cases, but they're not next to each other, so they would need to switch. Just tell him he's already working full time. Ask her if she has someone else, she wants us to staff it.
Okay.
And here, just a second. Did you figure out how to do this? Yes, you perfect.
Yes.
So you see what happens. Okay, now just go to the master week, temp them, and apply it from the 20th and on. I'm fi and then call Hassan Washington. I'm taking him out of the system. Call him and tell him we see he's clocking in and out, but the client fired him on Sunday, so we're not sure why he's still clocking in and out. He's no longer employed with us. The client reported that he is not doing any work properly. You say it like that and say, we apologize, but obviously this one's not going to work out, and ask him, say, would you like us to try to find you a different case or not? And whatever he says, you say, okay, no problem. Write down what he says and put it in the client file, okay?
Okay, good. Yeah, I'll do that.
Thank you so much. Let me know. You could tag me in the note.
Okay,
And
that's
what
fine.
I, and if she has someone else, we'll onboard. If she doesn't have someone else, if she doesn't have someone else, then ask her if she wants us to find someone or not.
Okay.
All right.
I'll do it, yeah.
Let me
Thank you.
know. No problem.
Bye-bye.